Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, the PEPFAR programme, which funds HIV care and treatment for millions of people in over 50 countries, has been postponed for 90 days in the stroke of a pen by the new Trump administration. But as a result of this action, the work of an Irish charity in Africa is grounding to a halt. Nurture Africa is now not able to give vital medication to 3,000 people in Uganda. And just before coming on air, I spoke with the head of Nurture Africa, Brian Iredale, and he explained the role of the charity.
Yeah, so Nurture Africa, our vision is empowered African families that are more self-reliant. So we use a holistic approach to development. We focus on vulnerable families and we really empower them through health, education, sustainable livelihoods and child protection programs. That's been our model over the last 10 years. We did start with our education program, and then that moved on to our health program, where we were targeting HIV-infected children. And, that was back in the early 2000s when antiretroviral medicine, HIV medicine wasn't available. So, you know, I'm a pediatric nurse by profession, so I was seeing these children dying needlessly before the ages of five. So myself and volunteers from Temple Street and other hospitals would come out to Uganda, and we'd go around and test children for HIV. And those we found HIV positive, you know, we'd bring them into the capital, Kampala, where the only medicine was available. And that's really how Nurture Africa started. So,
So tell me then about this executive order and what the consequences are.
You know, we started with 10 HIV-infected children, and you know, over the years, through support from Irish volunteers, Irish Aid, and of course, through PEPFAR, which was the President's Emergency Plans for AIDS Relief, that was initiated by George Bush in 2003, we were able to, provide care, which we have now for 3,000 vulnerable children, young people, adults, and we're also providing prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. So we're actually providing testing for pregnant women, and when we find that they're HIV positive, we're able to give them medicine, and then the child is born HIV-free, which is amazing. So it's a life-saving program. And we were shocked, I think, like the rest of the world, that these executive orders were implemented so quickly. We just got the news on Monday that all activities related to our HIV program should be stopped immediately, and we can't access any more funding. So basically, us as an organization in Nurture Africa, 22 of our staff gets funding direct from this PEPFAR from the US government, and all our activities, we bring this HIV medication out to hard to reach areas where there's vulnerable people who can't travel into the health centers. We bring the medicine to them. So all these programs have been stopped. I've been out in Uganda since 97, and we started this program in 2004. So we still have adults and children who are even born with HIV who are still on our program. And a stop, if you stop HIV medicine even for a week, it can cause, irreversible consequences. There can be drug resistance and everything.
Okay, yeah, because so I was going to ask, because there's a lot of confusion and anticipation as to what is going to happen next. Is this going to be like not just this particular program, but loads and loads of other programs relying on various federal grants, whether or not they're going to be stopped indefinitely or whether they'll be allowed go ahead? I suppose the first question on that is, do you have any idea as to whether or not this program will be started up again?
We got the order to stop, and they said this was a executive order, I suppose, to every US aid, US funded program anywhere that's given foreign assistance. So we've just been told that there's a freeze and it's going to be reviewed after 90 days. And after that, it may continue, it may be reduced. We don't know. So we just, you know, we have to be patient. But, you know,
the damage being done in the meantime, can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Well, of course. Imagine a mother who can't get tested for HIV and she gives birth to a HIV positive child. You know, somebody who's been compliant on their HIV medication stops being able to get their medication, and, you know, they get drug resistance. And even if the medication is available in another couple of months, the medication isn't going to be as effective. So it's like this has been a fantastic program over the years, and it's, you know, it's benefited, you know, 25 million lives worldwide. In Uganda alone, you know, there's just under a million HIV positive Ugandans who are on this medication. So it has far reaching consequences.
So in those 90 days, Brian, from what you're saying, like even in the short time, if the funding is reviewed after the 90 days, in that 3 month period, is it fair to say people are likely to die or be at much greater risk of dying or indeed contracting HIV, as you've outlined, for the babies as a result of this?
Yeah, all of those. HIV is obviously, it's a very tricky illness, and there's, you know, if you do go off the medication, you know, you can still live, you know, for long periods, because, you know, it takes time to transition from HIV to AIDS. You know, your immune system has to be, you know, affected. So the immediate effects probably wouldn't be seen, you know, but definitely any sort of gap between, you know, if it's like a diabetic, if they go off insulin for a couple of days, it's going to be very bad. And it's the same with this HIV medication.
Donald Trump has said that he wants other countries to pay more. He says we're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars. Other countries that are wealthy are spending zero. Why should we be the only ones? Does he have a point?
You know, I think from Uganda's perspective, you know, I can only speak from Uganda's perspective. I know that they're doing, you know, they are putting measures in place. Like they do have a facility which are making generic antiretroviral medications. There has been an over-reliance on overseas aids in countries like Uganda. But, you know, if there was a cut or a reduction, you would think that would be done over phases. Mm-hmm. So Uganda and other countries could be prepared. I think for us, we were just shocked that it was like with immediate effect.
Thank you so much for joining us to talk us through the situation there. I really appreciate it. That is Brian Iredale joining us there from Uganda. And you can get more information on the work of Nurture Africa at nurtureafrica.org.